WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
If you're a weather geek or a hardcore enthusiast, you probably watch the sky and look at computer models, whether or not you understand them. The whole idea of numerical weather prediction got its start a long time ago, not long after the turn of the century, about 1910. Lewis Fry Richardson, born in October 1881, was an English mathematician, physicist, meteorologist, psychologist, and pacifist, quite a combination there, who pioneered modern mathematical techniques of weather forecasting. He also applied the application of similar techniques to studying the causes of wars and how to prevent them, and he did pioneering work on fractals. Richardson was the youngest of seven children born to a prosperous Quaker family. His father ran a successful tanning and leather manufacturing business. At the age of 12, he was sent to a Quaker boarding school where he received an excellent science education, which also stimulated an interest in natural history. He went on to Durham College of Science and King's College, where he graduated with first-class honors in 1903. One of Richardson's most celebrated achievements is his attempt in hindsight to forecast the weather during a single day, the 20th of May, 1910, by direct computation. At the time, meteorologists carried out forecasts principally by looking for similar weather patterns from past records and then extrapolating forward. Richardson attempted to use a mathematical model of the principal features of the atmosphere based on the work by Bjerknes and used data taken at a specific time to calculate the weather 6 hours later. Richardson's work failed dramatically, predicting a huge 145 millibar rise in pressure over 6 hours when the pressure actually stayed more or less steady. Now, the cause of this erroneous forecast was the failure to apply some smoothing techniques to the data, which rule out unphysical surges in the pressure. When these are applied, Richardson's forecast turns out to be essentially accurate, a remarkable feat considering the calculations were done by hand and while Richardson was serving with the Quaker Ambulance Unit in northern France. Now, Richardson's interest in meteorology and his computational experiment led him to propose a scheme for weather forecasting by solution of differential equations, the method used today. But when he published weather prediction by numerical process in 1922, suitable fast computing was not available. Richardson foresaw a forecast factory where he calculated that 64,000 human computers, each responsible for a small part of the globe, would be needed to keep pace with the weather in order to keep weather predictions on track. They would be housed in a circular hall like a theater, with galleries going around the room and a map painted on the walls and ceiling. A conductor located in the center of the hall would coordinate the calculations using colored lights. While Richardson's vision never became a reality, the use of mathematics to predict the weather has developed over the years. He was also interested in atmospheric turbulence and performed many terrestrial experiments. The Richardson number, a dimensionless parameter in the theory of turbulence, is named after him. He famously summarized the field in rhyming verse in weather prediction by numerical process with, "Big whirls have little whirls that feed on their velocity, and little whirls have lesser whirls, and so on to viscosity." Richardson died in 1953 at the age of 71. Yet another big contributor to the field of meteorology. Now, if you'd like to contribute a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.